Special rules apply to calculate a trader's taxable profits when he changes his accounting date. These special rules apply for unincorporated businesses only, i.e., they apply for sole traders and partnerships, but they do not apply for companies. A trader will change his accounting date when he draws accounts for a period which is not 12 months long. In this case, the current year basis cannot apply in the usual way, so special rules are required to determine the taxable trading profits. The change of accounting date rules will not apply in the year the taxpayer commences to trade, or in the year in which the trade ceases. In these instances, the opening and closing year rules will apply. Finally, when considering the change of accounts date rules, remember two basic principles. 1. The basis period will never be less than 12 months long. And 2. HMRC will always tax all profits. There will never be a period when profits are earned but are not taxed. To calculate trading profits on a change of accounting date, we follow a four-stage process, as we will outline below. Step 1 is to identify the year of change. In Step 2, we calculate taxable profits for all tax years either side of the year of change. Before the year of change, we tax 12 months of profits up to the old account date. After the change, we tax 12 months of profits up to the new account date. In Step 3, we identify the gap period. The gap here is the period of profits which have thus far not been taxed. The final step, Step 4, is to tax the profits in the gap. If the gap exceeds 12 months, we reduce the profits by using up an appropriate amount of overlap relief. If the gap is less than 12 months, we tax an appropriate amount of profits from the previous period to make sure we are taxing 12 months. This will create additional overlap relief. On a change of accounting date, you will either be using overlap relief or creating additional overlap relief. If you follow this process, you should always get the correct taxable profits in the correct tax years. First, we need to identify the year of change. The year of change is the earlier of the first tax year in which accounts are not drawn to the old date, or the first tax year in which accounts are drawn to the new date. Let's run through a quick illustration. Assume a trader prepares accounts to the 30th of April 2010. In the next accounting period, he changed his accounting date to the 31st of March 2011. We work out the year of change as follows. Using the old date, the first time accounts are not drawn up to the 30th of April is the period to the 30th of April 2011. That falls into 2011-12. The first time accounts are drawn up to the new date is the 31st of March 2011. That falls into 2010-11. The earlier of the 2 years is 2010-11. And this year is therefore the year of change. Have a go at the example on the screen to see if you can identify the year of change. A trader prepares accounts to the 31st of December 2008. In the next accounting period, he changed his accounting date to the 30th of June 2010. Work out what is the year of change. Using the old date, the first time accounts are not drawn up to the 31st of December is the period to the 31st of December 2009. That falls into 2009-10. The first time accounts are drawn up to the new date is the 30th of June 2010. That falls into 2010-11. The year of change is the earlier tax year. Therefore, the year of change is 2009-10. We will now run through a couple of practice examples, so you can see how the change of accounting date rules work. Look at the example in front of you. John, a sole trader, has a 30th of September year end. His tax-adjusted profits are £120,000 for the year ended 30th of September 2009 and £240,000 for the year ended 30th of September 2010. John changes his accounting date to the 31st of January by drawing up a set of accounts for 4 months. Profits for the 4 months to the 31st of January 2011 are £80,000. Profits for the year ended 31st of January 2012 are £300,000. John has 6 months of overlap profits brought forward, totaling £90,000. We will calculate John's profits for all years by following the four-stage process. First, we identify the year of change. Using the old date, the first year accounts are not made up to the 30th of September is the period to the 30th of September 2011. This falls into the tax year 2011-2012. The first time accounts are drawn to the new date of the 31st of January is for the period ended 31st of January 2011. This falls in the tax year 2010-11. The earlier of the 2 years is 2010-11. Therefore, this is the year of change. Step 2 is to calculate the profits either side of the year of change. In 2009-10, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the old date. The old date here is the 30th of September. So we tax 12 months to the 30th of September 2009. Taxable profits for 2009-10 are therefore £120,000. We will skip the year of change for a moment and move forward to 2011-12. In 2011-12, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the new date. The new date here is the 31st of January. So in 2011-12, we will tax the 12 months to the 31st of January 2012. Taxable profits for 2011-12 are therefore £300,000. Step 3 is to identify the gap period. Profits up to the 30th of September 2009 were taxed in 2009-10. Profits up to the 31st of January 2012 are taxed in 2011-2012. The period of profits which has so far not been taxed is the 16 months from the 1st of October 2009 to the 31st of January 2011. Profits in this 16-month period are £240,000 plus £80,000 equaling £320,000. Finally, we will tax the profits in the gap period. Profits in the 16-month gap are £320,000. As the gap here is more than 12 months long, we tax all 16 months of profits, then reduce them down to 12 months by using up 4 months of the overlap profits. John has 6 months of overlap profits available from the opening years of his trade. He will use 4 months of these, so we deduct 4/6 of £90,000, giving £60,000. John's taxable profits in 2010-11 are therefore £260,000. John now has 2 months of overlap profits totalling £30,000 to carry forward. He will either use these when he ceases trading, or if he changes his accounting date again. You will note here that John has moved his accounts date 4 months closer to the 5th of April, i.e. he has moved his accounts date from the 30th of September to the 31st of January. The revenue will therefore give him relief for 4 months of his overlap profits. Let's run through a second illustration. Andy, a trader, has a year end of the 31st of December. His profits for the year ended December 2008 are £40,000, and for the year to December 2009 are £48,000. Andy changes his accounting date to the 30th of June by drawing up a 6-month set of accounts. His profits for the 6 months to the 30th of June 2010 are £30,000. In the year to the 30th of June 2011, his profits are £70,000. Andy has overlap profits brought forward of £5,000, representing 3 months. We will calculate Andy's profits for all years by following the four-stage process. First, we identify the year of change. Using the old date, the first year accounts are not made up to the 31st of December, is the period to the 31st of December 2010. This falls into the tax year 2010-11. The first time accounts are drawn to the new date of the 30th of June is for the period ended 30th of June 2010. This again falls in the tax year 2010-11. 2010-11 is therefore the year of change. Next, we calculate profits either side of the year of change. In 2009-10, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the old date. The old date here is the 31st of December, so we tax 12 months to the 31st of December 2009. Taxable profits for 2009-10 are therefore £48,000. We will skip the year of change for a moment and move forward to 2011-12. In 2011-12, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the new date. The new date here is the 30th of June. So in 2011-12, we will tax the 12 months to the 30th of June 2011. Taxable profits for 2011-12 are therefore £70,000. Step 3 is to identify the gap period. Profits to the 31st of December 2009 were taxed in 2009-10. Profits to the 30th of June 2011 are taxed in 2011-2012. The period of profits which has so far not been taxed is the 6 months from the 1st of January 2010 to the 30th of June 2010. Profits in this 6 month period are £30,000. Finally, we tax the profits in the gap period. Profits in the 6 month gap are £30,000. As the gap in this example is less than 12 months, we tax all profits. Then we increase this to 12 months by taxing some of the profits from the preceding period. As we must have a basis period which is 12 months long, we must find another 6 months of profits to tax. Profits in the year ended 31st of December 2009 are £48,000. We therefore tax 6/12 of these profits again in 2010-11, being £24,000. The taxable profits for 2010-11 are therefore £54,000. You will note that the effect of taxing 6 months of the previous year profits again has been to create another 6 months of overlap profits. And these overlap profits to carry forward are therefore the 3 months from the commencement of trade being £5,000 plus another £24,000 generated on a change of accounts date, giving him a total of 9 months of overlap being £29,000. He will either use these when he ceases trading or if he changes his accounting date. You will note here that Andy has moved his accounts date 6 months further away from the 5th of April, i.e. from the 31st of December to the 30th of June. The revenue will therefore double tax Andy on 6 months of profits, thereby creating another 6 months of overlap relief. There are two more illustrations in your course notes, but we won't go through these here for time reasons.